Welcome to Today's Voices, a daily digest from Native America Calling. I'm your host, Sean Spruce. Native Americans have worked for decades to counter stereotypes perpetuated in old movies and television shows about the American West. Now, a new generation of Native technology experts worry that artificial intelligence is eroding that work. Dr. Angelo Baca is a professor of history, philosophy, and social sciences at the Rhode Island School of Design. He is Diné and Hopi. Baca referenced one of the increasing AI-generated characters showing up in social media feeds. The video depicts a vaguely Native-looking man asking for social media engagement to show solidarity with indigenous people like him. The post gets hundreds of thousands of positive reactions from viewers. Baca says the video clearly crosses the line into appropriation.
This is essentially amounts to what would be considered a digital red face, where you had people in Hollywood who are not Native dressing up as Indians and portraying themselves to be as such. And, you know, if you look at the top of the page, it says satire and parody. So what does that really mean? How do we unpack that? Because that means if they're going into it, they know that it has certain malicious quality to it, that there's stereotyping happening here, that the comments get sincere responses, even though it is not taken seriously, and it is a joke to whoever is making this, and so therefore is making fun of everyone else who thinks that this is real. It gets these sincere responses, and it's just indication that the American public is pretty much starved for indigenous input, accurate representation, and storytelling that comes from these communities.
Baca says countering such imagery requires educating the public about the misuse of Native culture. Trevor Reed is a law professor at the University of California Irvine School of Law and an associate judge for the Hopi Tribe Court of Appeals. He is Hopi and says there are few legal avenues to shut down appropriation unless there are clear instances of copyright infringement.
I think right now a lot of the big cases are against these AI platforms, and it's mostly authors that are suing these platforms and hoping to either shut it down or get, you know, a big settlement of some kind. However, who is the real person? Is usually it's the person that's entering the prompt saying, hey, I want to have a Native looking guy sitting there in a mountain valley on a video. That's the person that's really using AI like a camera or a tool of some kind to create something. And that's the person that probably should be liable. But at the same time, these AI industry folks are gathering up all of this data and not asking for permission before they do it. In some ways, they're enabling people to go out there and make these kinds of cultural appropriations. And so it seems like both should be liable.
Reed says such images play into uninformed and outdated notions of what Native people look like, which maintains a false narrative. Such problematic AI depictions aren't limited to Native Americans. Dr. Tamika Worrell is a senior lecturer of critical Indigenous studies at Macquarie University in Sydney, Australia. She is Gamilaroi and points to an AI character appearing in that country's social media that shows an Aboriginal man dispensing basic facts about animals. She says it is an old problem in a new medium.
It's that classic stereotypical what they want us to look like, right? You know, there's so many conversations about identity and skin color, but this is the palatable type of Indigenous person that wider Australia and I guess further around the globe wants to see. You know, we're allowed to be outside, we're allowed to talk about animals, we're allowed to be painted up in a context that's really digestible. And, you know, we're not allowed to talk about politics, but we're allowed to talk about animals.
Worrell says even if the factual information is correct, such depictions have no redeeming value to viewers or the populations the videos are meant to portray.
I really don't. I don't think this is value add. I don't think this is value add for kind of two different communities that this person is tacking onto, right? There are Indigenous creators that people could be paying attention to, and there's also conservationists that people could be paying attention to. So this person has kind of tried to corner these two markets and bring them together ultimately for the purpose of profit. And I suppose, you know, online clout, it is that really clickbaity trying to draw an audience in. And, you know, none of my uncles sound like that at all.
Worrell says the public would benefit more from engaging with real Indigenous people rather than fake personas that are devoid of any connection to authenticity. I'm Sean Spruce, and this is Today's Voices.